A boy with a bright smile and a kind heart. That's how 7-year-old Shay Lynch is described by his school, Scoil Seanán Naofa in Clonlara, County Clare, following his death on Saturday, which occurred after he got into difficulty in a swimming pool where he was attending a confirmation party for a family friend at the Lakeside Hotel. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror carry pictures of Shay on their front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the story about a criminal investigation which is underway after Gardaí seized a pump-action shotgun which they had originally seized back in 2009. Conor Lally reports that the matter of how the gun found its way back into circulation in the criminal fraternity is of such concern to Garda management that Commissioner Drew Harris has sent a report to the Justice Minister and Policing Authority about it. Serious injuries in road crashes are twice official rate. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which compares hospital data with Garda figures over an 8-year period. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that 22 children are currently missing from state care. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the call from Fianna Fáil Minister of State Niall Collins on Justice Minister Helen McEntee to take action after protesters wearing balaclavas gathered outside Roderick O'Gorman's house last week. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both give front page coverage to the reaction to Robin Swan's decision to step down as Northern Ireland Health Minister so that he can stand for election in Southampton. The weekend hurling action provides today's papers with lots of great photos and captions. Escape artists and illusionists bring the magic to opening games is the headline over Dennis Walsh's piece on the front of the sports supplement in the Times. The escape artist he's referring to is the Limerick team, who he describes as performing a David Copperfield stunt, escaping from chains in a sealed tank of water to beat Clare. David Fitzgerald, meanwhile, is the illusionist who he says managed to make the crowd gasp when his Waterford team beat Cork at Walsh Park. And the headline at the front of the sports supplement in the Examiner managed to sum up the outcome of those two games in just 5 words. Champions die hard, Davy delivers. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner gives front page coverage to an election candidate, K.O. Benicio, the Deliveroo driver who intervened to stop the stabbing of children on Parnell Square in Dublin last November, is to run for Fianna Fáil in the North Inner City elections in June. Circa Pollock has a piece in today's Times about some of the big players who provide accommodation for refugees and international protection applicants who received some of the €2.13 billion spent in that sector last year. There's a nice picture of two little girls eating 99s in Port Marnock in Dublin yesterday in the front of the Times. And the Star also has lots of pictures from around the country of people enjoying the first sunny Sunday of the year. There's a story in the Independent, meanwhile, about a television presenter in India who fainted live on air while she was reading a report about a heat wave that's taking place in the country. And finally, two women celebrating big birthdays feature in today's papers. A selfie taken by David Beckham at his wife Victoria's 50th birthday bash, showing all five of the Spice Girls doing a dance routine, is carried on the front of the Irish Sun, while the Mail runs with a picture on its front page of the former England captain giving his wife a jockey back out of Oswald Walls in London, where the party was held. The other woman hitting a milestone birthday is Cork-born film producer and the first female artistic director of the Abbey Theatre, Lelia Doolin. She tells Sarah Horgan in The Examiner that she'll be skydiving out of an aircraft this week to raise money for Doctors Without Borders and to celebrate her 90th birthday.